The Bekwe Onshore Committee is elevating Sailing Week 2026 by curating a vibrant program of cultural events, family activities, and local traditions that make the festival truly come alive beyond the races. Speaking at a recent event providing updates on the event, Chair of the Bekwe Onshore Committee, Kasai Simmons, said that while the sailing competition remains central, the Bekwe Onshore Committee is broadening the appeal of Sailing Week by offering a rich tapestry of cultural and family-friendly events that highlight Bekwe's warmth and diversity.
While the sailing remains the heart of the regatta, the onshore activities play an equally important role in creating the festival. The atmosphere that makes Easter in Bekwe truly special. They provide opportunities for residents and visitors alike to experience our rich culture, enjoy local cuisine, celebrate our music, and take part in family-friendly activities that reflect the warmth and hospitality of our island. This year, the Onshore Committee has worked diligently to present a program that is exciting, inclusive, and reflective of the Bekwe spirit. From community events and beach activities to cultural showcases, live entertainment, and the ever-popular Lady Celebrations, we are proud to offer a range of activities that will engage people of all ages.
Simmons outlined some of the activities planned and noted that as part of Sailing Week 2026, the Bekwe Onshore Committee has curated a diverse set of cultural activities from a morning fitness walk and family fun days to lively themed parties and a grand finale celebration.
On Good Friday, there will be a morning fitness walk from Port Elizabeth to Springtop with a nice healthy breakfast included, as well as there will be a family fun day in Lobe, which would include bouncing castles, volleyball competition, swimming competition, zest cola drinking competition for the kids, just to mention a few. On Saturday, 3rd of April, there will be a color fete Team Dusk Till Dawn, which takes place in Park, and as well as Saturday in the afternoon, the action continues in Hamilton, where family can gather and partake in Easter egg hunt competition, coconut and gumboat races, crazy craft and beer drinking competition, etc. And then on the Easter Monday, the activities will end in a celebration under the almond tree with our yearly bake-off, biscuit eating competition, greasy pole, maypole, ring tossing, sack race, quadrille, tug-of-war, you name it. I think most of the traditional activities we're trying to bring back and keep the culture alive.
As Bekwe gears up for Sailing Week, Simmons explained that the Onshore Committee is ensuring a smooth and safe experience by coordinating with health and traffic authorities to streamline event logistics.
The onshore activities, what we like to encourage people as well, for those people who are vending, is that we have put a number of things in place. So you can check with our partners, the health minister and the health person on island, so that you can get your certificates, your food handling certificates, and we've partnered with the police, so there will be a lot of restructuring on the island as to traffic control and stuff like that. But in all fairness, it will be great fun, and together let's make Bekwe Easter Regatta 2026 a celebration to remember. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you on show this Easter.
Chair of the Bekwe Onshore Committee, Kasai Simmons. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.